Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Last week's Bubbler Talk episode answered a pressing question about the history of the Milwaukee County Zoo, specifically whether it was once legal to feed marshmallows to the bears there. It was.
But it was the person who helped us answer that question that opened our door to the next segment. Mary Kazmierczak is the information specialist for the Milwaukee County Zoo and the Zoological Society of Milwaukee. That means she keeps tabs on the zoo's history dating back to the time it resided at Washington Park. And she's in charge of the zoo's library.
If you are like most of us, you had no idea the library existed. And so, given that this is National Library Week, it seems like this is the ideal time to learn a little more about the library and about the Milwaukee County Zoo's history. Kazmierczak explained first what her job entails.
I provide regular library services to the zoo staff and members of the public who come in to use our library. Most of those are going to be university students or researchers who are here at the zoo doing research on the animals that we have. But I provide reference services. I do a lot of document delivery, that is getting articles and books and things that people want. I do research, lots of general library things that librarians would do at, you know, a law library or a corporate library. Not so much a school librarian, but general corporate business libraries.
Well, and this is where we're in the middle of the administration auxiliary inside the Northwestern Mutual Family Farm. And I don't know that a lot of people know that this library exists.
No, they don't. People wander in because they see the sign on the door, and we're now on the zoo map. So they wander in and go, I didn't know the zoo had a library. And I explain the zoo's had a library since 1988 and what we do. And I take them around and show them the books and the collection. And they often want to know, you know, if I have story time, unfortunately not for many people who come with strollers of children. We're a nice, quiet library. The library is designed to support the animal collection we have here at the zoo. So we have a lot of fun here, and we're open every year at the zoo's annual behind-the-scenes weekend, and people come in. In fact, I have a small following who show up every year to see what new stuff I bring out from the archives to put on the table and show people what we've got. So,
and how long have you done this?
I have been here 12 years.
Did you know there was a library here before you took this job?
Yes, because I was a Zoo Pride volunteer and worked in the library. So I am the poster child for serendipitous job search. When I finished my master's in library science at UWM in 2005, the contract librarian decided she didn't want the job anymore. And they said, oh, would you like the job? And I said, yes, because first of all, I was unemployed. But secondly, I knew the library and I'd already been doing a lot of work and sort of modernizing the library. So,
I'll confess the first thing that I thought of when I found out that the zoo had a librarian was that you would check out books to the animals.
That would be fun. We have noticed that bonobos, especially the small bonobos, are very interested in when people have books. And in fact, must be more than 10 years ago now when we had a book written about our bonobos. I was a Zoo Pride volunteer paging through the photos in the book, and the little bonobos were there looking at and were saying when to move the page. So,
I'm imagining, though, the bonobos would have a real hard time with, like, overdue fines.
I'm not quite sure I'd want a fine that came from a bonobo because gosh knows where it came from.
So you mentioned we mentioned the Washington Park version of the Milwaukee County Zoo. The zoo obviously has moved to its current place. How long was it at Washington Park, and why was the move such an important part of the zoo's history?
The zoo started at Washington Park in 1892, and it was there until this zoo opened in 1961. It was a 23-acre zoo at Washington Park, and when the zoo was created, it started out as a deer park and gradually grew. When the zoo was founded in 1892, Washington Park was in the middle of nowhere. By the 1930s, the city had grown up around it. There was no ability to expand into Washington Park because of the amenities of Washington Park. And the Zoological Society wanted to move the zoo. They wanted to improve the zoo, to make it a bigger, better zoo. Couldn't do that in Washington Park, so it needed to move. what ultimately brought the zoo to this location was the building of the stadium freeway, which took out the bear dens. And so that's what really was the final straw that resulted in the zoo moving to this location. And when this zoo was built, it was out in the middle of nowhere and before the freeway came in. So the zoo is now hemmed in by the city and the freeway as well.
So as we're having this conversation, there is a nice tie between the zoo's history and the history of, say, the Milwaukee Braves or the Milwaukee Brewers, because without the stadium freeway, perhaps it would have stayed at Washington Park for longer.
It might have. By the time you got to the 1940s, the Depression and World War II had meant that there wasn't a lot of infrastructure improvement at the zoo. So even by then, the buildings were becoming more dilapidated, and there would have been a lot of cost to renovate the zoo to keep up with the times. So if it hadn't moved here, you know, there's no clear evidence that the zoo would have continued to be a important cultural amenity in the city of Milwaukee.
When did the move actually happen?
The move happened between 1958 and 1963. As buildings were built at the zoo, animals moved from Washington Park to here. The last ones were sent over in 1963. So for a while, the zoo was operating in two locations. You had the Milwaukee County Zoo, which opened in May 1961. In fact, Mother's Day, 1961. And then finally in 1963, all of the exhibits at the Washington Park Zoo were closed and then it was deconstructed.
Mary Kazmierczak is the information specialist for the Milwaukee County Zoo and the Zoological Society of Milwaukee. She is also featured in last week's Bubbler Talk, which you can hear at WUWM.com.